Amy Eshelman is in our studio, the mayor's wife. That makes her the first lady of Chicago. Amy, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great, John. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
I'm not used to saying first lady. are you used to hearing that, by the way?
You know, I don't think I'll ever take it for granted or get used to it. It's a complete privilege and honor to be the first lady of the city.
We asked you to join us today because you're one of the point people promoting the Unwrap Chicago's Own Holiday Magic. And the idea behind this campaign from the World Business Chicago people, and for that matter, us here at WGN Radio, is Christmas is back. The downtown is ready and open. Let's unwrap, if you will, Chicago's holiday magic. And I'm really glad that the mayor's office, the mayor's wife, and WGN Radio are behind this.
Yeah, John, I'm so excited for this holiday season. You know, we are thrilled to be back and open. Our theaters are open. Our arts and culture downtown is bustling. Our restaurants are doing great. It's time to bring people from all over the state and the Midwest back to our great city to celebrate the holiday season.
So I guess first up would be the Festival of Lights, the BMO Harris Festival of Lights Parade. Is that the first thing we should be talking about?
I think that that is the first thing we should be talking about. You know, when those lights come on Michigan Avenue, it just really is a signal that Chicago is ready for the holidays. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful family event. We're so glad it's back.
And then is it safe to say, I'm just trying to think now, if anything would be conspicuous by its absence, but the windows in Macy's will be decorated. The city will have a tree. The Maggie Daly Park will have an ice ribbon. I'm trying to think of the other things that we know to be downtown staples. They're all there, right?
That's right. I heard that Santa will be back at Macy's in person.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
The Chris Kindle Market will be open in a couple weeks. That's
good.
A wonderful, wonderful event downtown. And so we're excited, and it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful holiday. The tree is coming back. We'll be lighting that tree shortly. So we are ready to have a magical holiday season.
I just want to make this plug before I forget. If you go to WGNradio.com/contests, and Amy, don't you do this because it would look real bad if you won.
It's a great contest, though.
Well, it really is, because we've got this VIP experience, so it includes an overnight stay at the Hyatt, and for the Festival of Lights Parade, the pre-event that you get to go to, and if you want to come downtown Chicago on us, stay at the Hyatt and do it right, just go to WGNradio.com/contests. And I wonder what the appetite for people is coming down. There's apprehension because of the pandemic or because of the violence that we've seen the last year and a half or two. What's your message to people that are a little nervous about that?
You know, I want to just reiterate, Chicago is reopening safely. You know, I'm so excited. Our youngest kiddos are going to get vaccinated, which is really, really great. I have been out and about. It's been very, very busy and crowded in our restaurants, in our theater. Music venues are reopening again. Downtown is bustling. So I'm really looking forward to a safe and joyous holiday season.
Well, I'm downtown every day. My wife was downtown at the dentist the other day. So she goes to a dentist in the city downtown. She was talking to the hygienist who was working with her teeth. And the hygienist lives in the city downtown. She said that she's noticed, both of them did, that there are more people coming back downtown, if not the businesses, the tourists, either from Chicagoland or from abroad. But it's just interesting to see. And it was interesting because the woman at the dentist's office said, here's how she calculates it. She lives in, I guess, some sort of high-rise condo downtown. She looks out at another hotel in the city, and she's noticed more and more lights coming on in the hotel rooms. It's a interesting kind of gauge of occupancy and tourism, and she said she's really encouraged by that. And I know that's anecdotal, but even I've noticed more tourists downtown.
I think that's right. And, you know, I remember when I was growing up, I lived 2 hours away from Chicago, and coming downtown for the holiday season just made some incredible memories for our family. And I'm really, really hoping that our suburban listeners, I know you have listeners from all over, are hearing this and excited about making new memories with their family downtown in this holiday season when we really couldn't do that last year.
Yeah. I'm thinking of the music. I'm thinking of the concerts, the shows at the theaters. I know at Winter's Jazz Club downtown over by the Carsons, you may well know this, but I'll just give them a plug since we're talking about Christmas fun in the city. They do jazz concerts about every night of the week. But in December, they do the Charlie Brown Christmas album.
Oh, that's great.
And they do. And they even have some vocalists that sing the limited vocal parts. But it's the whole Vince Guaraldi set live. And everybody just has such a warm look on their face when they're listening to this music live and in person. And it's really good jazz. So that's at Winter's downtown. What's a favorite for you or the mayor? Is there something that is traditional or a favorite of you two?
You know, we love coming to Millennium Park and seeing the tree. I know there was caroling at the Bean in past years. I am not completely certain if that's happening again. I hope so. Sometimes it just kind of happens organically. Mm-hmm. But we just love being with, special Chicago locations with other Chicagoans who are really, really having fun and creating those memories with their own families. So just being out and about, seeing the lights. We live in Logan Square. There's a house that has incredible Christmas lights up starting right after Thanksgiving. And we love to walk down and see that as well with our family. So just, I think, trying to celebrate the holidays like we all used to be able to do that in a safe way is just, I think, very, very exciting and hopeful.
Yeah, I think a lot of us felt like Christmas sort of didn't happen last year for obvious reasons, and we're really anxious for it. Like, if ever there was a year to be proactive, don't wait for Christmas to happen to you, but you go get yourself some Christmas. This would be the year to come down to Chicago, unwrap Chicago's own holiday magic. Unwrap Chicago's own holiday magic. That's kind of the theme for what's going on downtown, thanks to the World Business Chicago people. And you're going to hear commercials on WGN Radio, I'm happy to announce, just continuing to announce you and keep you abreast of the things that are going on. One last thing for you, as the mayor's wife, when she's had a tough day, and we see her on the news, and she's had some strenuous days in the last year. What's it like at home? Is it, do you guys talk about work, or do you sort of leave that on the table?
You know, we're, she's the mayor, but she's also a mom and a wife. And so when she comes home, you know, she's really, really good about just making sure that she's there for our family and we're there for her. You know, we have a daughter who keeps us really busy, and we love sort of checking in with her and seeing what's going on with her day. And so that's what really brings us joy and allows us just to be a family. And so, you know, it's been a tough couple of years for everybody. But, you know, Lori is really, really focused on keeping our city safe. And, you know, as much as she can do that, you know, she doesn't bring a lot of it home.
And
that's what she's been really good at. But she's an amazing mom, and so we're really, really proud of her.
Amy Eshelman is the mayor's wife and one of the lead people for Unwrap Chicago's Own Holiday Magic. Remember, go to WGNRadio.com/contests to win the VIP experience at the BMO Harris Festival of Lights Parade, the overnight stay at the Hyatt Moore. Amy, it's nice to have you in our studio today, and let's have a terrific holiday season.
Well, thanks, John. It's great to be here, and thank you to WGN and World Business Chicago for this really, really fun campaign to bring the holidays back to the city.